Blog Talk Radio. no beam yet, though. He's still outside of the box, but it's all good, man. Goddamn shit, man. He like his fucking radio show. I can't stand you goddamn Blog Talk. Raggedy switch operating motor niggas.
Gotta love it.
Yeah, man, because it's damn mute. Don't unmute it when it says it does. Then when it unmutes and you click it again and it mutes. Like, jeez, P, what the fuck's going on, man? But we're still live. Congratulations. And, oh, well, not congratulations, but thank you to Mr. Co-host with the mostest, Heavenly Angel, and International Smokers Representative, Mr. Cyanide, for providing some outside motivation, people, because this is Tight Ass Thursday with Nutty News. It's just one of those rainy days, you know. Everybody needs a little motivation, so. That's why we are here, people. That's why we are here.
Out with the dog.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, they catch it in the archives, people. Catch it in the archives. You got background music provided by the hottest music playing on and off the internet. It's on www.trilateralradio.com. Click on the Listen Live button, and we are streaming live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And, you know, all you independent artists out there, you know, just listen to the live stream, and you'll hear your song in rotation, rolling. So it's going down real big. Y'all make sure y'all stop by at www.trilateralradio.com and click on the Listen Live button. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady for she actually signed up before, and but she re-signed up. She had forgot her password to the old account. So she re-signed back up, which is all good. Make sure y'all click on the register button on www.trilateralradio.com and sign up and register for your own page, email address, and all that good stuff over there. And we will have shows coming soon. We got equipment upgrades and all kind of stuff going on right now. And, yeah, just make sure you come on through. Can you hear the mute?
Yeah, I can barely hear it, though.
That's just a rainy day. And floor, I don't know. It's the only thing we don't have on the. They don't tell who's the artist. We have to work on that to see if we can get the artist to actually pop up and show you.
Our artist coming our way here pretty soon.
Yeah. Oh, actually, when we get the information coming, it'll say playing right now, and it should start. I think that's something that we'll actually have to physically type in every time. I believe. I'm not sure. I'll get with Mr. Cyanide. Excuse me again. Let's see how that works. Wow. And the rest, people.
Out of it now.
So
what's this about... Snoop Dogg and you hanging out? What's the deal? What happened?
Well, no, it's Wild Splash. Wild Splash, they do a little local radio station every year. Do Wild, what they call Wild Splash, where they I think it's over in St. Pete, and it's an outside concert. You know, they bring they bring a whole bunch of artists, over 10 different artists. You know what I'm saying? Old school, and new school artists. You know what I'm saying? You know, trying to keep everybody in the shine, you know, help each other out. And the tickets be dirt cheap to go. And one of the artists I promote for Lil Key, he's actually performing. And so, you know, of course, that means if he perform, you know, I'm backstage or on stage covering it. And, you know, with the cameras and film and stuff. But... You know, I got to do some moving with my soul wife, and so you know, got to do the family thing. She actually got a store she's been paying on for like 3 years, and ain't been using it, and it's got her old life in it. So I told her, you know, in order to, you know, close chapters on your life, close that part of your life out and start anew, you know, we got to get that done. So that's priority. And
there you go, setting the priority straight.
Yeah, yeah. So Snoop can always be found, you know what I'm saying? But shouts out to Art, who's gonna be there holding it down on the video, and DJ Party Time gonna be holding it down, representing Record Game Entertainment. So it's all good. We represent it. WDGE is gonna be in the building. Regardless if one of the two is not there, wherever you find Smell So Good, you find Party Time. Wherever you find Party Time, you find Smell So Good. So that's how our Regular Game Entertainment rolls. And yeah, doing a real big. So shouts out to Wild Splash, and I believe that's 95.7 that's doing it. 95.7 The Beat is actually doing a Wild Splash this go around. So shouts out to them. But yeah, missing my opportunity to smoke with Snoop. You know, that's like one of my all-time ultimate dreams to do in life. You know what I'm saying? Smoke with Snoop Dogg or Cheech Marion, Cheech and Chong. Either one of them too. You know.
I feel you on that one for sure.
Or the white dude on Pineapple Express. You know what I'm saying? That had all that goddamn shit in his house. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I like to meet him. Only if his house looks like that, though. You know what I'm saying? Shit, he opened up drawers. He got weed here. Open up weed. Yeah, yeah. Okay, let me take you to where the real good weed at. Like, what?
You know?
The fuck was all this part going? Shit. Oh,
that's
just
my shed. That's just my
mids. That's just my mids. God damn. They take you to the green room. You know what I mean? See it. It's all good. I'm and everybody, if y'all looking to make little flash banners and stuff for your site, go to bannersnack.com. That's where you can make quick little flash banners and stuff like that to advertise your site. So your products, mixtapes or whatever, I'm actually make one for my artist and get her a little flash banner ad going on so people can click on it and take it to the websites and all that kind of stuff. Real cool. And real easy to use. So it's www.bannersnack.com. I'm actually signing up to try to be on their affiliate program and get paid. You know what I'm saying? So when you click on it, we get paid, people. It's time to get paid. Paid. So what we're doing today, just to bring a little sunshine into everybody's life, is bringing back an old classic that we haven't covered in a couple of months here. At least before the start of Afrikaan Our Story Month, you know what I'm saying? Honoring all the black inventors and just everybody who contributed, you know what I'm saying, to the well-being of this great state of nations and all that, whatever you want to call it, great whatever we live in, nation, whatever, for the United States, goddammit. And, yeah. So your background music is going to be our official Nutty News music. Nutty News is brought to you part by NuttyNewsOfTheDay.com. NuttyNewsOfTheDay.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. It's going down. Now, this first article that I'm going to read is kind of so really, really weird because you ever heard of the Onion News, that show that's on Comedy Central?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I just took them off of my Facebook. I'm not really on Facebook anymore.
Oh.
Since I got hacked in there. But, yeah,
right.
I know about the Onion News.
Yeah, so Onion News is actually a spinoff of the online website. If you go to onionnews.com, they have all this weird, crazy news. They're just... sounds too real, you know what I'm saying, for them to be lying about it. That's why I don't use their news, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's misleading news, you know what I'm saying? It's one thing to be saying nutty news, but to have some truth to it, but then to just, you know, be linking up true news and then telling complete lies about it for comedy. That's not funny to me. I don't find that entertaining. And a couple of little articles, a little ass they have are funny, but if you watch what they have on Comedy Central, which is just the news part, the sports news part of it, it's just really corny. It ain't it's real corny. It sucks. Stick to the online because you can be uncut, uncensored. But once they went commercial, they suck. It's not. Yeah. I just recently called an episode and it was like, we got a challenge going on, the Dump Your Girlfriend Challenge. The funniest way to dump your girlfriend challenge. We want you guys, all the guys out there, to videotape funny ways if you dumping your girlfriend. Like,
that's terrible. That's not even funny. That's
like,
not cute.
You feel me? So
come
it
on,
had
now.
These little.
Really, you gotta think a broken heart is funny?
This is what Onion News is yeah.
That's
but
sad.
They had there's little.
Lab they, people.
Yeah, in between the show, you know, they had, you know, fake entries, you know what I'm saying, of people who did stupid shit, breaking up in front of their girlfriends, and ridiculous video. But over here in the UK, nuttiest place on the planet where you thought it was only on TV. Yeah. Man is jailed for creating websites to insult his ex, which is something similar. I guess he missed a calling to actually dump her live on air, but hey, you know, you almost had a chance.
Well, I've heard of people proposing, you know.
Yeah, in crazy ways, but no, not breaking up. When most people end a relationship, they don't start creating websites to insult, embarrass, and terrorize their exes. Unfortunately, that's exactly what one British man did, and now he's been jailed for it. Stupid motherfucker getting fired on your day off. 36-year-old Rebecca Patterson ended her relationship with 38-year-old Stephen Andreasen, probably because he was too goddamn immature, I'm pretty sure. But at that point, Andreasen began bombarding her with calls, emails, texts, and messages over Facebook begging to be taken back. The woman reacted by threatening to call the police, locking down her social networking profiles, removing all her contact details from her online profiles, and deactivating her Facebook account. That's when Andreasen set up a series of blogs, posting messages about her, warning all men, and listing links to his other websites, giving his account of their affair. And, yeah, that's a little embarrassing. Yeah, I can definitely see that. Defamation of character and a list of other, you know, slew of other charges that they will trump up. And this is weird that all of these headlines, they hit the headlines, but they don't, you know, people just act like it'll never happen to me. Over in Santa Ana, California, 7 people and 110 cats live in a 900-square-foot house.
Wow. That's not living.
Police seized 110 cats and 2 children from a single residence
they
in Santa
found
Ana.
Children and all that?
Man. Leading to 2 criminal complaints against the residents. Police animal services officers went to the residence after neighbors reported a foul stench. But the occupants were uncooperative, so more police were called to the scene. Once inside, control officers found 7 people and 110 cats living in a 900-square-foot space.
That's
2
gross.
Children, girls ages 7 and 12, were found living in the home with their parents, grandparents, and an aunt. The girls were removed from the home and are now living with other family members. Courtney Lynn Hal Perez, 22, and Sharon Lynn Howe, 64, were allegedly running a nonprofit pet rescue from the home called Cat Connection Rescue Network, Incorporated, even though proper paperwork had not been filed.
That's sad.
That is nasty to the T. At least they weren't dead now. I mean, I got to give it to them that they weren't dead, but like the other chick house that had the fucking dead dogs. cat ass is all in the refrigerator or whatever.
But that can't be healthy.
Damn.
That cannot be healthy.
No. Not especially for kids. How do children go to school and not report that at school? Like, wow. All righty. Over in Olympia, Washington, man uses a snake as a service animal. Right. A man from Shelton who uses a snake as a service animal traveled to Olympia to lobby against a bill that would narrow the definition of an aid animal. The measure opposed by Daniel Green would change the state law on service animals to meet federal standards, narrowing the definition to only dogs and miniature horses, which I've never even seen that. But Green says he's trained his snake to hug him when it feels an epileptic seizure coming to avoid injuries. Restaurants and other retailers have backed the measure, saying that allowing any animal to be considered a service animal creates health hazards and other problems to the customers. Come on, people. Who the fuck is going to know that goddamn snake is squeezing you because you having a fucking seizure and that the goddamn snake ain't causing a damn seizure by squeezing you too fucking hard? Come on. Do they do that in your town? Y'all got people that walk around with snakes and trained snakes?
No, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
That's crazy. Yeah, you know, back up in La Casa and La Barrio. Oh, I got to get that out of my habit, people. I'm going to Puerto Rico Monday, and my Cubano friend has told me not to do that when I go to Puerto Rico. He says, yeah, they do not like Mexicans, and you might not want to go around doing that. But like
that's
I say,
nice.
I don't give a fuck. If you can't tell that I'm goddamn 100% El Negro and apparently is confused by my motherfucking nationality, you better not fuck with me, or you might be reading about some Puerto Ricans in the news getting their ass whooped, because I ain't with that bullshit.
Why does it even have to be a nationality? Why can't we just all be human?
Well,
because
we ain't.
Come on. If you want to yodel there, yodel too while you at it, okay?
Because we ain't, you know. I'm going to do me. Y'all will see it live on the video. I will be doing me. I'm going to be giving a fizz up. I'll be all in over. I'm going to find a larger group of Puerto Ricans. Hey! Pow, pow.
Why not? Have a good time.
Fucking right. See what they
you.
Do. Yeah.
Do you.
Hey,
that's
not
that.
Oh, well, you. I'm not doing y'all either. You know what I'm saying? They want to step up and say something. Okay, I ain't doing you, mother. I'm not imitating you motherfuckers. Shit. I don't know what the hell is Puerto Rican. Shit, I don't know.
All human. Come on now.
I'm going to hit a piñata or something, y'all. I can't walk around with a piñata. Shit.
What would this world be like if we couldn't see?
Hey.
I wonder. That's something to think about. If we were offline and we could never see.
Well, you know,
like
down holes, here.
Holes in the ground. They don't. They have eyes, but they can't see. They're blind. They have a
restaurant down here that actually turns out the light. It's a dark restaurant.
You eat the food and you meet and date people. Yeah.
Yeah. That's well. No, this ain't no meeting dating though. This is just a.
Well, they do that too. But yeah, you can have meet and date, or you can have
No,
just a dinner.
Oh, okay. Well, one sponsored event I wasn't trying to fucking attend, and this was from one of the county sheriff's department was doing a dinner and shit, and charging I don't know it was something stupid. I don't damn near over $50 a plate, and then they talking about something you get is that you eat in the dark for a dark dining experience, and get served by the SWAT team, whatever that local county SWAT team, and they'll be wearing NVG glasses to serve you, night vision goggles.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I want to be served by the police. definitely in the dark. Yeah. That sounds
great.
Like something that's set up for criminals, and
yeah.
That'll be your last meal before they arrest you and shit.
Outside of the county.
You've been invited to a very special in the dark sit down. Yeah, motherfucker, sit down. And you get served and shit. Next thing you know, yeah, you get fucking, the lights come on. It's all law enforcement.
Can't cuss our dessert, right? Pick up the dessert.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You go to eat
the
dessert.
The pick up, want.
Pick up your utensils and shit, and it's a pair of handcuffs. Like, what the? Yeah, I'm going to put those on. Serve that up. Damn. Well, to rebuttal the snake, we go to Portland, Oregon, where a dog knew heart attack was coming. But that's why dogs are man's best friend, not snakes, goddammit. Fuck y'all. Hey, fiercely protective.
There's a snake out there I'd like to meet.
Right. A fiercely protective elderly mutt is up for a National Hero Award. Hold on. Let's see what Mr. Oh. Cyanide says he just got back. He was out. National Hero Award for pestering her owner in the hours before he had a heart attack and then barking for help once it struck. Silly. Oh, okay. C-E-I-L, like ceiling, but silly. Oh, that's cute. A 15-year-old lab mix usually spends much of her day lounging in her North Portland home, but one day she stuck by her owner, Danny Fincher, trotting behind him from room to room, sometimes blocking his path. When he sat down, she licked his arms and legs and then jumped on his easy chair, sniffing his breath. She was driving me nuts, he said. Moments later, Fincher suffered the heart attack. Probably because the dog drove you fucking nuts. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Shout out to the dog, though.
That's about cancer, too, on patients.
Yeah. That's been proven.
No, they know. They have a good sense of what's going on.
Yeah, that's been proven. They haven't found all kinds of shit. They good for everything.
If they can find drugs, they can find cancer.
Yeah.
They can find a heart attack on your ass.
So you're wondering why they be sniffing your ass, people. You know what I'm saying? You might have something in your ass. You might want to go get that checked out.
No,
they get
just
your
getting
dog.
To know you. That's all. They just getting to know you, you know?
Hey, get your dog.
All in your ass.
Get your dog's nose out of my ass, man. Oh, he might be he's smelling for cancer. Yeah, that's what you do. That's why you tell your friends. Yeah, he's smelling
tell
for cancer.
Tell to see if you're good or not, too. See if you're a good person or not.
Yeah,
in your ass. Ow, baby, checking it out.
You've been eating dog food again, probably, huh? Yeah. You want some. Oh.
That's
over in
me.
New York, Taylor says no to a bank robber. Right.
Kill no to a bank robber.
Yeah. I don't know how they do that, but
okay.
The unsuccessful thief remained at large, said police in New Rochelle, New York, about 25 miles north of New York City. He tried to rob a Citibank branch shortly before 10 a.m. by asking a teller for money. The police captain, Joseph Scholar, he slipped a note through the teller's slot that said money in bag, and she refused, and with that, she activated the alarm, turned away from the window, and he ran out the door. Why the fuck do not all goddamn tellers do that? I don't goddamn know. If you son of a bitch
ain't
trained...
Were you reading that, too?
Huh?
So were you just reading that, too, what you just said?
Well, no, but I'm just saying, I don't understand why motherfuckers, they ain't, though. How the hell I keep reading about all these other bank robbers and these old-fashioned ass, they've been doing this shit since the goddamn 1900s, slipping a goddamn piece of paper, Thomason, this is a bank robber. And you stupid motherfuckers panic and give up the goddamn money. And you standing behind a bulletproof glass. Where you can just duck your ass down, sit underneath the counter, and tell the man to go fuck himself while you push the goddamn silent alarm.
Covered with a shield of for bullets, but some are.
Yeah, well, most of them are. You know, they done built the little thing in front of them, and if not, then yeah, those are the banks to rob. God damn it. 2011, y'all need to update your goddamn security. We have video cameras now.
I'll try this at home, people. Come on now. Don't
hey.
Listen to that.
Over here in Kansas City, Missouri, man is injured by a hot dog.
That's easy to do.
Yeah, especially with my old beef. Yeah.
Choke on it, baby. You can choke on it.
It could put an eye out, people. It could put an eye out.
Yeah, I know about that one.
A Missouri lawsuit against the Kansas City Royals claims a man required three surgeries after being hit by a hot dog thrown by the team's mascot. Bob Tormolin, a lawyer for John Coomer, said in opening arguments of the Jackson County Circuit Court case, his client suffered a detached retina and required three surgeries to correct the damage after a foil-wrapped, I can understand that, hot dog thrown by mascot Slugger, portrayed at the time by Byron Shores, struck him in the face at a game. The Royals claim Coomer's versions of events is flawed, and he should have been more aware of his personal safety while at the ball. What the fuck you mean?
Well, a ball could come
if
at
you
and hit you upside the head.
Yeah, if you threw the hot dog at another customer, that ain't got nothing to do, you know, with him. That ain't got nothing to do with him getting hit. Like if somebody say, "Hey, hot dog," and you throw the hot dog, and then I turn around and bam, you fucking, you know, throw short, and the motherfucker sitting behind me, and I get hit in the face, motherfucker, you liable.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm at a baseball game watching a fucking game,
right,
people. I'm not watching the fucking mascot throw hot dogs through the goddamn stand entertaining fans.
I'm telling you, you can slip on a hot dog on the stairs and
get a fucking lawsuit, people, because they should have kept the goddamn stairwells clean.
You
fucking right.
That.
Yeah, they going to lose.
Hey, slip in your own bathtub and die. So, you know what? Watch out where you step off the curb, too.
They're going to get sued. Don't worry.
Hey, you're in a ball game. There's hot dogs flying, too. You better watch out, people, and penis.
Now, getting hit with a ball in the eye or something, now, that you can't sue. I understand that. You had a ball game. You should have been watching the game. Shit, that was you there
for. Yeah, but they've been saying peanuts, hot dogs for how long?
Yeah.
Come on. You better pay attention when you hear somebody.
But now see, they saying the team's mascot was throwing the hot dogs, which is,
that's the reason they're using it. Yeah.
That it wasn't the designated hot dog person giving
the
warning. Hot dogs, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's why they finna lose. He was just throwing them. That's why they finna lose. You know what I'm saying? His ass should have been on the field. Or on top of the dugout, goddammit, not wailing his wiener around, you know? Wailing wiener.
Maybe some people like that. Maybe some people like him doing that. Come on, man.
Wailing his wiener around. Yeah,
right. Just have him not be paying attention. That's all.
Over here in St. Louis, Missouri, wow, we're still in the morbid place. Mummified body found in hoarder's home. Police were trying to determine if mummified remains found in the home of a known hoarder in St. Louis, Missouri, are those of the homeowner's mother, who has not been seen in almost 20 years. Gladys Bergmeyer, 75, was known to be a pack rat whose house was filled with newspapers, plastic bags, and trash. She died on February 7th when relatives were cleaning out her home. Family members found the mummified remains of an elderly woman. The body is presumed to be Bergmeyer's mother, Gladys Stansberry, who moved into her daughter's home in 1993. Neighbors do not recall seeing her once in the time since.
But they killed her and been taking her Social Security checks all this time? What?
No, she probably just died, and, you know, the daughter just... You know, Like the other chick, the other chick.
The selecting the Social Security checks for.
That
yeah.
kept her. Nah, you know, some people just can't let go.
Well, that's true. Some people just can't cut them umbilical cords.
You know, I read the other article where the old lady, you know, had her damn husband and somebody else in the goddamn house keeping their ass, you know what I'm saying, petrified, whatever the fuck she was doing. I know she had two
that's
dead bodies in the house. So,
great. That's really, really great.
It, yeah. And the background music, people, once again, is provided to you in part by www.trilateralradio.com. www.trilateralradio.com. This is something very sick. God damn, man. What the hell is wrong with people?
All kinds of things, baby.
Cleveland, Texas. Not Cleveland, Ohio, people. Cleveland, Texas. 28 filmed gang rape of 11-year-old girl.
Oh, no. I can't even listen to that.
That is fucking sick, people.
I can't even hear that.
Whew. Wow. Well, fuck it. It's the nutty news. You got to hear it. A defense prosecutor today claimed up to 28 men and boys may have been involved in the filmed gang rape of an 11-year-old girl. At the moment, only 18 suspects aged between 14 and 27 are accused of taking part in the rape in an abandoned mobile home in Cleveland, Texas. Investigators confiscated mobile phones from some of the suspects after it emerged videos of the alleged incident were circulated around schools. The alleged incident happened at two residences in Cleveland. Age 14 to 27 years old. Y'all motherfuckers, boy.
But see, I believe in
castration. I don't believe in gun. No, I believe in castration. That's what I believe in.
That's not worth living. They're not even
I believe in castrated. Cut their shit off. Cut their dick and balls off. Fucking right. And there you go. Now you just pee into a colostomy bag for the rest of your life. Take that. That'd be my punishment. I guess they would never let me be the motherfucking president because, yeah, it wouldn't be no capital punishment. If you rape a motherfucker, you get your dick cut off and your balls cut off, and all you do is get the shit and piss in the colostomy bag for the rest of your life. Now take that. Damn. Albuquerque, New Mexico. A finger cut off over $80 debt. Damn, New Mexico ain't having it. An Albuquerque woman claims she was kidnapped and beaten over an $80 debt. Damn. And you wonder why you don't see too many advertisements to go to New Mexico on the TV nowadays. Right. Anywhere else but Mexico. It all started after the alleged victim arrived at an apartment complex north of San Mateo and Gibson Boulevards in southeast Albuquerque. She told police she saw 41-year-old Cari Pacheco outside. Pacheco followed her. A short time later, a man came up to her and made her leave, then forced her into the trunk of his car. Later, the victim claims the man told her to undress, then beat her up and cut off her right pinky with a pair of shears.
Damn. This news isn't even natty anymore. It's downright
what
insane.
What the fuck is going on? This is not nutty news, people.
Crazy.
God.
Crazy.
Damn. And it gets crazier.
Wow.
If you think it can get
crazy,
can get crazy, people, it's getting even fucking nuttier. God damn. Buffalo, New York. TV executive gets 25 years for beheading wife. Yeah, that's sad. What the fuck is going on? A former upstate New York television executive has been sentenced to 25 years to life for beheading his wife. Muzamil Hassan expressed deep regret as he was given the maximum sentence in Erie County Court in Buffalo. Musa Mil Hassan had tried to convince jurors the death was justified, claiming he'd been abused by his wife and was afraid of her. Man, come the fuck on. Together, the Hassan started the Muslim-oriented Bridges TV network as a way to counter negative media images of Muslims after 9/11 and build cultural understanding. And I guess you just knocked all those walls back down with the fucking beheading of your goddamn wife, which you cannot explain, people. Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Funny news.
Yeah, well, here we go. Here we go. We'll lighten up a little bit. Jesus, people. Lighten up. Man,
really?
We had to bring it all the way to Florida just to lighten up. Set. Fort Pierce, Florida. A little bit up the road. 10-year-old girl is designated driver.
What? Really?
South Florida mom had the idea when she decided her boyfriend was a little too tipsy to drive, but her choice for a designated driver will likely land her in jail. Audrey Willoughby, 33, pleaded no contest to child abuse charges after she allegedly let her 10-year-old daughter drive mommy home after a few too many beers. The little girl rammed three vehicles in a house. No sooner than the 10-year-old pulled out into traffic did she start crashing into cars. In a panic,
wow,
the preteen hit the accelerator instead of the brakes and drove the Toyota Corolla into a house.
Jeez.
Damn.
That's no better than a drunk driver. What idiot.
Now, this is weird. Oak Park, Michigan. Man's body is found on top of a 1,000-foot radio tower.
Sounds like a movie to me.
What? The man was reportedly wearing only a T-shirt and underwear when he was discovered on a platform on the tower. Police said workers discovered the body of a young black man about after they scaled the tower at 209, where is this at? Michigan?
Yeah, the aliens dropped him off there.
Right. Near 8 Mile Road to do repair work. They found the body at the top of the tower. We have not identified him yet. Cooper said investigators would have a better idea of what may have killed the man after an autopsy is done by the Oakland County Medical Examiner.
Must have been the alien probe or something.
Right. And that's to be the only black man that, you know, wouldn't. Oh, no, he's going to come back and tell that he's been abducted. We got to kill him.
Don't believe him.
Right.
Don't believe him.
100 million damn white people and Puerto Ricans, Cubans, and Mexicans done seen goddamn motherfuckers that ain't been abducted, though. One goddamn black man get abducted and he don't make it back to tell the story. Ain't this a bitch? Man, this is about a bitch. You wonder why we don't look up trying to see some goddamn flashlights in the sky. Shit. They probably meant to drop his ass off back at his home, but it was nighttime.
I don't know.
Sorry with the dark jokes, people. Sorry with the dark jokes. And last one with the last minute. Tardy students get a wake-up call. Yeah, about 500 chronically tardy students at BMC Durfee High School in Fall River got unexpected early morning phone calls from their principal, who had a straightforward message. Wake up and get ready for class. And the Boston Public Schools are in the beginning stages of a plan to direct recorded phone messages from celebrities to students who persistently show up late for school or do not come at all. And New York City launched a Wake Up New York City campaign last month using recorded wake-up messages from celebrities such as Magic Johnson and R&B singer Trey Songz. And I'll probably be getting one from OJ. Wake up, motherfucker!
Please, they don't even play that here. If you don't show up to school or kids don't go to school, the parents go to jail.
Well, we're out, people.